difficulty, low bit rate stream. So yes, we're on Gamebird. Let's see, now I need. Oh, I didn't get a. Get this thing going. Connect this to the local server. And we'll get this going here. Now all we need to do, if a show goes out in the middle of the show, it's because there's thunderstorms here. But anyway, let's start the archive here. Okay, now I need to check this. Check one. Sibilance. Let me turn this down. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Let's try that again. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. Let's go to the other computer. Okay. I had a lot of problems with this computer. First, I found out that my optical drive wasn't working, so I had to replace it. Okay. Now we need to shut this down. Shut mix down. Start it up again. And let's see. Need to copy this. Paste the YouTube link here. Seems to be working now. Enable live broadcasting. Oh, did you hear Bill Oddie died? Let's see if I can find the obituary here. Here we go. Probably should get some parity going so once I start playing song parodies, then I can go back to getting things ready for the show. That's kind of important. Parody. Oh, here you go. Oh, I know. I was thinking about this the other day. It's sport and a Woody. This is Bruce has a Woody. Put the volume up here. I turn the speaker off so we don't get confused. Sun goes down, Bruce is feeling his oats. It's another night on the town. He hits the gay bars where he's always a star, and you know he'll be going down. You better have money and a fancy home if you want to hook up with Bruce tonight. Bruce has a Woody, look at his pants. Bruce has a Woody, you can tell at first glance. Bruce has a Woody, bursting his fly. Bruce has a Woody, and he's walking by. Well, Bruce is getting huge. This is no subterfuge. It's really just the way that he is. You know he was born for a career in gay porn. If he wants to get into the biz, you might see him on the beach where his trunks will be breached by his great big swan. Bruce has a Woody, you know that it's true. Bruce has a Woody, what's a quick to do? Bruce has a Woody, something he can't hide. Bruce has a Woody, it can't be denied. He hits the streets, looks like common meat, but at least he looks pretty good. And if you have money to spend, you can spend it on his wood, yeah. He works on his tan down at Fire Island, and he's probably wearing a thong. And you know that should work out in the end, even if it feels so wrong. Has a Woody. Bruce has a Woody. Bruce has a Woody. Bruce has a Woody, and he's walking by. Bruce and Woody, you know that it's true. Bruce has a Woody, what's quick to do? Bruce has a Woody, something he can't hide. Bruce has a Woody, it can't be denied. Hi, guys. I'm a karaoke man, that's what I am, singing along with old Beatles songs all day long. I'm a very strange man, but I've got a plan. Meet up with Bruce Taylor in the back of a sedan. And my buddy has a chubby just for me. When I go out to collect rent, I think sometimes and I lament that I won't be in Pat's opening. And when I finally get back home and I'm in my room all alone, I play some tunes and I start to sing. I must maintain the status quo and record another gate show, and I'll decide if I'll have a guest. I want to have Bruce on again. You know he'll be there in the end, and he will put your patience to the test. When I go to karaoke bars, I think how I should be a star, and then I'd get attention that I crave. You've heard my tunes on the net and satellite too, I would bet, and they have even been on shortwave. You might have thought it was folly to do impressions of Pat Holly, but I thought it was quite funny. Not everybody likes my shtick. They're just jealous little pricks. I bet they wish they had my money. I'm a karaoke man. That's what I am. Singing along with old monkey's songs all day long. I'm a very strange man, but I've got a plan. Meet up with Uncle Irving in the back of a sedan. And my buddy has a chubby just for me. I'm a karaoke man, singing along with old Beatles songs all day long. I'm a very strange man. I always meet up with the tailor in the back of a Bentley. Karaoke man. Oh, heaven. Play me tunes. Play me tunes. Going down the river, a few arrows in my quiver, a mountain man came to me. Glad I was armed that day, I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, whose clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah.
Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun. Otherwise, I might have run. He likes what he sees in Strassman two trees. Offering money, went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you. Yeah. Bend over, boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man.
Yes, it's the next show for Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. Last show of July. July 28th, 2026. Netcasting, as always, from the perpetually rainy northern New Jersey, which they rained out the the Mets game tonight. Ooh, active watch, flood watch. Did you know that Route 208 was? Oh, here we go. Oh, I mean, I shouldn't like read this because it's largely only of interest to local people. But let's see. Flood watch remains in effect through Wednesday evening. What? Flooding caused by excessive rainfall. Continues to be possible. Where? Portions of northeast New Jersey, including the following areas, western Bergen and western Passaic, and southeast New Jersey, including the following areas, northern Westchester, Orange, Putnam, and Rockland. When? Through Wednesday evening. Impacts. Excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. Additional details. A slow-moving low-pressure system will bring multiple rounds of heavy showers and thunderstorms to the area through Wednesday. Average rainfall amounts are expected to be between 3 and 5 inches with localized higher amounts. I don't read the rest of it. But anyway, so what was going on here? Well, first of all, the optical drive of my computer was broken. So I had to replace it. So then the only problem is the optical drive was actually had Blu-ray capabilities, and this one doesn't have Blu-ray capabilities, but it's kind of like I've replaced it like twice on different computers, so I think this is just a not very good quality control, so I'm probably not gonna buy it again. It's Pioneer, by the way. So I put a new optical drive in that just has a DVD-ROM and DVD rewritable capabilities. So I decided, maybe I should rip some DVDs. I used to use Nero Burning ROM to rip DVDs. And now it's software as a service. Now instead of paying $30 for the one time for the software, you pay $30 a month. I don't think that's an exaggeration. Nero. I don't know. Maybe I'll buy it for $30. All right. Yeah, I'll consider buying Nero Burning ROM. So anyway, I tried to rip it and then convert it with Adobe Premiere, but that didn't work. So then I started looking into alternatives to Nero. So I found out that you can use VLC Media Player to burn to rip DVDs, and the one problem with it is that the documentation leaves a lot to be desired. But it's not that complicated, because once you understand that you can basically point it to different areas of the disk using different title locations, you can pretty much rip individual episodes of the show. So what else? Now I've ripped some DVDs, but they're not showing up on Plex server. Well, the reason is because I ripped them using QuickTime format. It needs to be an AVI format for it to work. So then I found a program that but it's trial versions. I couldn't use it. Prism video convert. Yeah, that was a problem. So then I tried to use I have Adobe, so I can use that. I can use Adobe Media Encoder. The only problem is the files are too large, so I had to figure out something that allowed me to convert to AVI and convert with a reasonably sized file. And I'll tell you how I did it in the show. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e88.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Please, it was zero for playlists and show archives. What do we have on the agenda for tonight? This week on the next show, the Pentagon wants more money. Restream. They want $1.5 trillion. Songs about Bucharest. This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine. And the feature artist, Mark Mulcahy, Part 6, which should be the concluding part of our deep dive into Mark Mulcahy. And also, Rush albums ranked worst to best. All that and more on this week's The Next Show. So, actually, play the intro here. So, cueing intro now.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number 6 joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number 6.
Well, that's number 6.
Was that 6 last week?
Please play number 6 tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number 6.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was 6.
6 was Helen's problem. Adjusting to his tone status.
So please don't play number 6 tonight.
Back to 6 for a minute.
Give me a link, number 6. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number 6, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number 6. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
And it's come to my attention, and it may come to your attention, too, unless you've been living in a broom closet for the last few days. This is from Sky News. Wildlife presenter and comedian Bill Oddie has died. Let's see if you can write this. Here we go. Wildlife presenter and comedian Bill Oddie has died at age 85. His agent said the TV star found fame in the 1970s as a member of the comic trio The Goodies, alongside Tim Brooke Taylor and Graham Garden, who's I guess now that Tim Brooke Taylor's kicked the bucket. Graham Garden is the last surviving member of the Goodies. Died on Saturday. He went on to host wildlife programs for the BBC, including Birding with Bill Oddie, Bill Oddie Goes Wild, Spring Watch, and Autumn Watch. Bill, his agent friend David Foster paid tribute to the intelligence and wit of Britain's best-loved birder. It is with deep sadness that I announce the passing of Bill Oddie, the country's best-loved birder. Bill was a multi-talented celebrity, wildlife presenter, broadcaster, comedian, writer, songwriter, musician, and conservationist. Yet it was never fame that he valued. Instead, he encouraged us to respect and protect the environment. He taught us the wonder of it. He protested, lobbied, and campaigned for it. So I thought that the first song tonight should pay tribute to the Goodies. So, yeah, let's do this. This is a hit song at one time. Do the Funky Gibbon.
Come on, everybody, it's Gibbon time!
Where the goodies, how do you do? We've just been down to the zoo. We saw a monkey in a cage doing a dance that could be the rage. It's not hard, so let's all do the funky gibbon. Woo, woo, woo. Do, do, do the funky gibbon.
The funky gibbon.
We are here to show you how. Woo, woo, woo.
The funky gibbon.
Just like you. Come on, do the funky gibbon now. Dogs are always howling. Cats are always yowling. But gibbons only like to sing and dance. You belied that monkey. Get a little funky. And in the wild, start to smile. Gibbon half a chance. Do, do, do the funky gibbon.
Buy me a bunch of blue gibbons to tie up my Bonnie Brown.
Funky gibbon.
Since you're gone, I'm all alone. recipient, I guess, see. You can't cry because you're nothing to me. I'm down. I'm down. I'm down. How do you laugh when you know I'm down? How do you laugh when you know I'm down? My fine, sweet woman shows it away.
It's a Gas. Yes, that was Yes, and their cover version of the Beatles, I'm Down. Turn it down a little bit. From Roosevelt Stadium, Jersey City, New Jersey, recorded June 17th, 1976. That was recently released, released earlier this month. It's new stuff from Yes. New old stuff, rather. Before that, we heard Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs and their cover version of Carly Simon's You're So Vain from Completely Under the Covers, Volume 2, released in 2009. And, yeah, did you hear that, like, that, Carly Simon, was diagnosed with, Parkinson's disease? Kind of sad. But anyway, hopefully, she will live for a long time. Is essentially a legend. We heard Quintron and Banana Beat from Super Do Savage, released in 2011. Before that, we heard Rock City. The early version of, of Big Star, and I Lost Your Love, from their self-titled album, recorded in the early 70s, but released in 2003, and it started things off with the Goodies and Funky Gibbon from the compilation. Those were released in the early 70s. When that was actually goodies. Funky Gibbon. '75. Okay, so it was like, yeah, early disco era. Released in 1975, but that was from the compilation Funky Gibbon, The Best of the Goodies. Apologies for the 192 kilobits per second encode. But, was all I could muster. So anyway, it's 37 minutes past the hour, so I probably should get to the this damn music segment before we fall too far behind. Let me cue the intro to the this damn music sec. Oh yeah. Anyway, let's do that.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And let's say, rather than commemorate a birthday, what I thought I'd do is commemorate the fact that this song got to number one on the UK charts. It was their second number one single. The Boomtown Rats and I Don't Like Mondays. He wrote the song after reading a report on the shooting spree of 16-year-old Brenda Ann Spencer. Who said she didn't like Mondays.
There's a skin chip inside her head. Gets switched to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good at gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh. The whole day down. To a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked. And the thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that peachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Oh,
tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like. No reasons, what reason do you need to be sure?
all day down. Yes, the one that you love me.
baby. Let me hear her cry. Blues with a feeling. That's what I have today.
Thank you. was my only friend. I was in a coma in the middle of the road until you hit me like a
Yes, that was Bill Lloyd, and I Went Electric, from Set to Pop, released in 1994, and that commemorates the fact that it was this day in 1969. Oh, here we go, yeah, 1969. That police in Moscow reported that thousands of public phone booths have been vandalized after thieves were stealing parts of the phones to convert their acoustic guitars to electric. A feature in Russian youth magazine had shown details on how to do this. Yes. And before that we heard Rachel Sweet and B-A-B-Y. Originally released in 1978, that was from the compilation Big Stiff Box Set. And that's commemorating the fact that today was the birthday of Rachel Sweet. 1978 UK number 35 single, B-A-B-Y. So, born June 28th, 1962, so she's 64 years old. That's pretty old. Before that we were Devo, and I Can't Get No, cover version of a Rolling Stones song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, from Q, Are We Not Men? A, We Are Devo, at least in 1978. I was on Warner Brothers Records, just to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Gerald Casale, vocalist, bass guitarist, synthesizer player, and founding member of the new wave band Devo, so he's 78 years old today. We heard Chris Barlow, an out-of-time cover of a Rolling Stones song. Wow, that's like a back-to-back cover version of Rolling Stones songs. And I didn't even intend that to happen. I'm like the Forrest Gump of DJs. Yes, commemorate the fact that today is the day that Chris Barlow and the Thunderbirds were at number one in the UK singles chart with the Mick Jagger and Keith Richards song, Out of Time. The song was released on the Stones' 1966 album, Aftermath. So, actually, no, it's kind of interesting, because there's a version of that song on Metamorphosis. I think he's using the same backing track. We should play it, like, play it after the top of the hour break. We heard Paul Butterfield Blues Band and Blues with a Feeling. The original guitarist, Mike Bloomfield. That's correct. In fact, today is the birthday of Mike Bloomfield, member of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band and Electric Flag. He will not be commemorating his birthday, however, because he died February 15th, 1981, age 37. If not, he'd be pretty old by now. We heard the Boxmasters and their cover version of Dr. John's Sylvia's Mother. And that's to commemorate the fact that today's the birthday of George Cummings. Oh no, not Chuck, Dr. Hook. Covers of Dr. Hook's song. It's current the fact that today is the birthday of George Cummings, born July 20th, 1938, so he's 88 years old today. And we started things off with the Boomtown Rats and I Don't Like Mondays. Song was inspired by Bob Geldof reading a report on the shooting spree of 16-year-old Brenda Ann Spencer, who fired at children playing at a school playground across the street from her home in San Diego, California. She killed two adults and injured eight children and one police officer. Spencer showed no remorse for her crime, and her full explanation for her actions was, "I don't like Mondays. This live is up to day." That's the day in music. 7 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the top of the RIDs before it falls too far behind, and after that, rest of the content of the show. So, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamer.eaaa.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, in place of the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlists, however, are not updated for about a day or so, but I'm pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of the show, featuring theme time songs about Bucharest and the New Music Express, and we'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch.
Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friend, then you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right, instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact, there's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah, turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Physical fitness, whatever. You know, whatever. You do what you like to do, I do what I like to do, okay? But you're a sucker. You're getting fed this line about how, like, you're gonna live forever or whatever. You're gonna die. Someone will kill you. Someone will kill you with a knife. Make sure your abs are friggin' ripped. You got some good guns. You want to look good for when you get stabbed with a knife. Sorry, that's how it works.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill Show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Many great record companies have their origins in the vision of one extraordinary person. None more so than Decca with Sir Edward Lewis. Born in 1900 in Derby, Lewis was a successful stockbroker with a long-held ambition to bring music to the masses. And in 1928, his firm became involved in the financing of the Decca Gramophone Company Limited. With Sir Edward Lewis now at the helm, the company issued its first discs in the summer of 1929 and launched with the slogan, "Every Decca artiste is one of the best." Issuing popular discs by dance bands and singing stars, as well as recording and releasing acclaimed classical albums. Lewis also opened a branch of Decca in America, which revolutionized the U.S. music business with a signing of superstars such as Bing Crosby and Judy Garland.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming.
Edward Lewis's desire that Decca was at the forefront of technological advances ensured that some of the finest classical recordings of all time have been made. And it is a tribute to his original vision that Decca is still recording and issuing music in its 90th year.
Thank you.
the Rolling Stones, and Out of Time, using the same backing track as the as Chris Farlow, the Chris Farlow single. And that's from Metamorphosis, which is a compilation of songs recorded between 1964 and 1970, I guess. Not released until 1975 on Abco Records. It was like, Abco stands for like Alan B. Klein. So yeah. It's not that great an album, but it's one of my personal favorites. It's like it contains like a lot of the songs from the Rolling Stones in this seminal period. So anyway, it's 21 minutes past the hour. So probably get to the theme time segment of the show before it'll fall too far behind. So cue the intro.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
So this week, we're expanding our travelogue. We're moving south to Bucharest. We're in Rome. Then we went north to Vienna. Then we went east to Budapest. Now we're moving south to Bucharest. Now, there weren't as many songs about Bucharest, but enough to fill this segment of the show. Yeah, so we're going to start this segment of the show off with Blood or Whiskey and Bucharest.
Hotel Sabir.
Let me sleep well.
What keeps me up at night? Now's the part where I'm supposed to say who cares. Amy. Call me when you get settled.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, that was... How was that? Right. Scroll down. That was a Divided Multitude. And Streets of Bucharest. From Inner Self. Released in 1999. And before that we heard Cicero. And The Butcher of Bucharest. Obviously about Nicholas... Nikolai Ceausescu, from Future Boy, released in 1992. We heard Panino Loner and Bucharest, Romania, from Hellraiser 7, Debtor, released in 2004. And we started things off with Blood or Whiskey and Bucharest from their self-titled album, released in 2008. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. You can also join us at LoveBudgetReviews.com for LoveBudget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, that does it for the songs about Bucharest. Next week we'll probably do something a little bit different. Maybe like songs about Athens. But, kind of thinking about what I'm going to do next week. Yeah, we probably should. It's 40 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the New Music Express before we fall too far behind. So let me cue the intro to this.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week, we have new music from Charlie XCX, The Strokes, who apparently they're like Mets fans. Tyla, Cody Johnson, Strawberry Alarm Clock, Time Permitting, that's new music that we didn't play last, we can do Neo Archives, in Quicksand, maybe we should play some of those songs, but anyway, we're going to start things off with a song from Charlie XCX. Wrong deck. Should use deck B here. Yeah, here's Charlie XCX. From Music, Film, Fashion. This is called Rock Music. New Music Express.
My friend. We go out. We take pictures and make stuff together. And sometimes we cry, we kiss each other, we're in such good fire. I knew you'd like that. Yeah, we're so inspired. Basically, all the time. Yeah, we're on to the next. I think the dance floor is dead, but now we're making rock.
I'm not afraid to die. hotter than the red on the cattle brand. Cause she's a gold digger with a quick trigger. A cast iron skillet swinging lid flipper. Now he's a double wide on the county line. Sipping on a six pack of Lone Star Light. She did him dirty, took him to the cleaners. Now her pockets and her pastures are greener. He says, I don't miss her. Now he's a buckskin, 15 hands, 5-time team road champion. She never liked him, she don't need him. Hell, she don't even know how to feed him. She ain't a cowgirl, she can't stand Merle. Hell, she ain't never two-step or snap pearl. So after about a month of Jim Beaming, that old cowboy got scheming. Saying, hi. Took his lucky fence pliers and a mag light. He cut the fence out. He stuck on in. One whistle in the wind and that buckskin. He came running right up. He had the saddle already, so he saddled up. Rode off like a bat out of hell, and you could hear that cowboy yelling, singing, I don't miss her or her sister. Back.
We choose a path of history, it all becomes a mystery, like as we stand, slipping through your hands, and all your tears and sympathies drop into an endless sea of hopes and dreams. When nothing's what it seems,
I'm not the one to hold you. I'm not the one to hold you. I'm not the one to be your friend. I can't be there to save you. I can't be there to make you see that everything's alright. You blend into the scenery, just don't get tossed.
Yes, that was Strawberry Alarm Clock. And I'm Not the One from the forthcoming album, Where's One, which will be released in August, I think. That's released as a single on Friday, though. On Big Sur Records, incidentally. Before that, we heard Cody Johnson and Horseback from Banks of the Trinity, also released on Friday. We heard Tyla and Kiss from A-Pop, rather coincidentally released on Friday. Before that, we heard The Strokes and Dine and Dash from Reality Awaits, also released on Friday. My nephew was talking about that album. But anyway, we heard Charlie X, XCX, and SS26. And we started things off with Charlie XCX again and Rock Music. Both those were from Music Fashion Film, also released on Friday. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can also join us at on the web at thenextshow.com. Place the 0 for playlist and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for a bad day or so, but I'm pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. And then you can join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number three, a show featuring Fun with Fish and also the featured artist Mark Mulcahy. Get through our deep dive on Mark Mulcahy tonight. And we will have that right after this.
Radio!
Hi guys, this is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner to
the voice of Gay Creek.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
A new study says humans could live healthy to 194 years old. This seems oddly specific, but it is also a long time. The less that sound bonkers on a recent Peter Diamandis podcast, Elon himself said, quote, "Aging is not that hard a problem with that faraway look Elon gets when he's thinking of starting another company." Now, immortality has been on humanity's to-do list for a while. Isaac Newton chased immortality with alchemy. Han Dynasty China experimented with mercury and arsenic, which turned out to be a bad idea. Gilgamesh searched in vain for the secret to living forever, which was sadly stolen by a snake. The kicker is lots of animals do it already. Lobsters essentially don't age. Naked mole rats live 15 times longer than other rodents, so-called 1,000 years in human terms. Quahog clams are still charming the lady clams at 500 years old. The trick, of course, is figuring how to do it in humans. There's about 8 mechanisms to reverse what's essentially the body's clock, including telomeres, mitochondria, chronic inflammation, so-called zombie cells, which sounds more fun than it is. These are the mechanisms the new study modeled, concluding fixing those could buy lifespans of 194 years. So what happens to the economy? First off, population does not increase as fast as you'd expect. Rich countries today, about 1% of people die per year. That falls to 0.7% in poor countries since they are younger. So population growth goes up 1% in rich countries, roughly doubles, and it goes up about 1/3 in poor countries. In other words, both return to the growth rates of the 1970s. Now, this is great for Japan or Italy, who are currently dying off. It would not make that much difference in Africa. On the economy, you have three effects that combine to dramatically raise wealth and growth. First, the preservation of human capital. So ballpark, a third of everything we do today is thrown away for death, a treadmill that replaces experienced neurologists, engineers, and CEOs with unskilled 18-year-olds. Second is more direct. Education and healthcare costs plunge, which are roughly $1 in $4 we spend. And finally, longer careers. If you're living to 194, you are no longer retiring at 65. Now, this may sound depressing, but remember, your assets are compounding for 194 years. So you would generally do grown-up work till 65, then do fun stuff for the next century. Put it all together, and growth and incomes roughly double. The political consequences are fascinating. People get smarter and more conservative today as they get older, so voters would swing hard to the right. For young people, it's a mixed bag. Faster growth in wages, but tons of old people hogging up the good jobs. And finally, inequality, as those extra decades of compounding means all boats may rise, but the rich boats rise a lot. So SX brought to you by the Bitcoin Way. Nature has already solved living forever. We just got to find it. Science is hopping along, but the main barrier is regulatory. Government's getting in the way. Twittered your lifespans may or may not come in time for boomers and Gen X, but it's almost guaranteed for our kids and grandkids unless governments kill it. One final bit of housekeeping. After 3.5 years and 900 videos, I'm changing it up. Instead of a short video every day, I'll be doing one longer video every Friday, recapping the week's top stories, what happened, why it matters, what's next. The videos will post exclusively by free Substack, so to keep watching, head over to profsatans.com and subscribe. It is completely free. Thank you for watching all these years. We'll be watching. See you Friday.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
One night we
Color Radio and Bound for Life. Originally from their self-titled album released in 1984, that was from the compilation, what is it from? Yeah, here. History in Three Chords, Milwaukee's Alternative Bands, 1973 to 1982, so it's kind of like out of the range of those dates, but still, good song, nonetheless. And so their first album was produced by the late, great Rick Derringer, which is pretty amazing. And here's a review of their first album. Here's Milwaukee's answer to Duran Duran. Outstanding new wave synth from Milwaukee Quartet, who had major labels bidding on them after being selected for a local various artists album. They enlisted the great Rick Derringer to produce and play on their debut. Yeah, these guys should have been more popular on a national level back in the day. Oh, well. So, I'm starting to think, like, maybe I should, delve into this a little more. It's not coming up here. Color rate, yeah. Again, In Living Color, City in Color, yeah. Ocean Color Street, yeah, no color radio, though. Yeah, I'll look for that. But anyway, it's 15 minutes past the hour, so probably should get to the Fun with Fish before I fall too far behind. So let me cue the intro to this segment of the show. And now it's time for some Fun with Fish on the next show. Yes, Fun with Fish. 1-3 songs by America's favorite jam band. This week I think we're going to do two songs. We're going to do, strapped for time here. So, yeah, we're going to do two songs. We're going to do, song from, Yeah, there's a song from Madison Square Garden and another song from recorded at the Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we're going to start this set of music off with Fish. Recorded live on December 30th, 1995 at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Here's Fish and Sand. Fun with Fish on the next show.